Early this morning, Japan's space agency dropped a bomb on an asteroid. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports it was done in the name of science.
The scene in the control room here on Earth was tense.
So very few people are sitting down. They're all standing up.
That's the webcast from Japan's space agency. Scientists and engineers were communicating with a spacecraft known as Hayabusa 2. It's currently somewhere between Earth and Mars, studying a small asteroid. The team watched as it released a copper disc filled with plastic explosives towards the asteroid, then quickly maneuvered to a safe position. Then the explosives fired, sending the disc flying into the asteroid's surface.
And I saw some smiles. And applause.
That went flawlessly. It was perfect.
Harold Connolly Jr. is a researcher at Rowan University here in the U.S. who collaborates on Hayabusa 2. He says the explosive projectile was basically designed to dig a hole.
The purpose of it is to move material from a deeper depth up to the surface.
So it's not an open act of aggression against another planetary body.
It absolutely is not.
Asteroids like this one have been hanging around the solar system for billions of years.
These particular asteroids are the precursors to what Earth was made from.
And it's thought they could teach us a lot about the planet's past, even perhaps the origins of life here. After the dust settles, Hayabusa 2 will study the crater created by today's explosion. It may even land and take a sample. Eventually, it will return samples to Earth where scientists like Connolly can study them to learn more about how these asteroids and our planet formed. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.